AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's rundown, six stories that move the conversation from prototypes to production. Our lead, France is no longer talking policy only. Mistral's Bruyères-le-Châtel site and a 1.4 gigawatt campus plan mark a real build-out of live AI compute.
The scale is striking. 44 megawatts at Bruyères, roughly 18,000 NVIDIA GB200 systems on that site, and a campus-level strategy that signals Europe wants local, high-density GPU capacity. That changes supply chains and where models actually run.
Exactly. When a country commits to racks and megawatts, policy becomes operational. Expect new grid planning, cooling investments, and regional talent hubs clustered around those campuses, not just regulatory frameworks.
Switching gears to software, Google Docs finally gives users and admins a real off switch for Gemini, a bottom bar preference to hide the in-doc prompt, and a workspace-level policy for admins. Small UI controls with big governance implications.
Those controls matter because they let organizations choose surface-level exposure and enforce org-wide defaults. That distinction, per-user opt-out versus admin locks, is the governance step enterprises have been asking for.
Cloudflare's new three-layer agent stack is another production signal. Flu, Pi / Project Think, and the Agents SDK split agent intent, harness logic, and runtime concerns so agents aren't fragile demos, but composable, auditable components.
The separation lets teams validate each layer independently: intent policies, tool harness security, and runtime reliability. That architecture makes interoperability, secure tool access, and observability first class, prerequisites for SLAs.
On the buying side, NEA's Tiffany Luck says the era of token maxing is over. Buyers want ROI discipline. Enterprises are treating AI spends like CapEx, measurable value, cost controls, and embedded engineers driving adoption.
That shifts vendor conversations. It's not model parameter counts anymore. It's how will this change workflows and reduce cost per transaction? Pilots must prove downstream value, not just bench metrics.
Amazon Quick is pushing automation too. Autonomous agents that can run continuously in the background, set up in plain language with unified activity feeds and guardrails. It moves automation from event triggered to persistent assistance.
Continuous agents promise efficiency, but introduce new ops needs. Governance around long-running agents, observability for drift, and lifecycle rules so background automation doesn't multiply shadow processes across teams.
That ties into the bigger continuity issue. The AI switch-off problem is no longer theoretical. G7 leaders now treat access to U.S. model providers as a continuity risk, so vendor access can become geopolitical fragility, not just commerce.
Practically, product teams must design for failure, graceful degradation, fallback models, and feature flags that let core functions run with minimal AI dependence. Prepare playbooks for supplier cutoff scenarios.
Operational tactics look straightforward in theory. Model caching, small on-prem models for critical paths, multi-provider orchestration, and contractual SLAs with runbooks for provider transitions. Hard to execute, but necessary.
There's also a cultural side. Procurement, legal, and engineering need to align earlier. If purchase decisions drive infrastructure and continuity risk, they must include engineers who measure embedment in workflows, not just vendor sales slides.
Synthesis. Here's the through line. We aren't in the era of shiny demos anymore. These stories converge on one demand. AI must be engineered for production. Controlled, measurable, and resilient. That's the new spec.
Good point. We'll keep tracking how compute, governance controls, agent architecture, ROI discipline, continuous automation, and continuity planning converge into real product requirements.
Thanks for listening. Follow along and we'll bring the next update, Audino and Alginib, signing off.
AI News by Conjero.